Hare Krishna, I just wanted to share an experience I had when I was in New Mayapur, shelter of Krishna Balaram. It was a very, quite a moving experience, left quite an impression on me. And it had to do with my godmother, Gopaswami, and his good wife. And we went there, and we were having our European leaders meetings and so many other things. And one day, and I knew that he lived there in a cottage. So one day, I really needed to get out and go for a walk. So I went for a walk to beautiful forests in the back, and in a clearing on the edge of a field were two cottages with all kinds of little Indian village displays, Mayapur, Govardhan Hill, Nandagram, Barsana, and other things. I said, who is this? What is this? And the devotee who was with me was saying, well, this is where Gopaswami lives. Now you can look at the pictures that I put up. The two cottages. Now, well, cottages is a sort of wrong impression. These are huts. These are mud huts made from mud and wood. And there, one of them, the smaller one, is where Gopaswami lives. Is say 10 square meters, and his wife's is 14 square meters. His is he has his shower outside, she has one inside, and the pictures, 1,000 pictures, 1,000 words. Let me just give you a little background. He is, when he came to Krishna consciousness, when Prabhupada came to France, he was going to move in the temple, the full-time devotee. Prabhupada told him to finish medical school and be a doctor, and when he gets older, then he can just do full-time preaching and retire. So that's what he did. He's sort of our age, maybe a little younger, and he retired a few years back, and he lives in this cottage 4 or 5 months a year. The other time he travels around the country visiting and preaching. He's also an initiating guru and accepts disciples. But when Prabhupada's talking about simple living, this is about as simple living can get. And so the real contrast is fine. Someone's down and out, he's got no place to live, so he builds himself a little hut, and New Mayapur allow him to live like that. But this is a doctor. He's not a poor man. He can easily afford to build himself a proper building, or buy some nice stone house in the nearby village, and from there. But no, he's simple living. This is really simple living. And he's happy. Happy as anything. You can see in that picture, he's got this plank and a candle. This is his desk that he reads at. He reads at this in the morning. And his doctor's plaque is still out on the wall, and he still sees, obviously, devotee patients over there in these conditions. So, simple living. It really made me think in terms of how we live in average, and what we consider something that we quote-unquote need. And also something that Gonga personally showed to devotees in New Rajadam. They also convinced of the things that they need. Of course, Gopaswami doesn't have a family and doesn't have kids. But still, there's a he has kids, they're grown up and they're on doing their own, leading their own lives, and it's not from these huts. But still, there's such an extraordinary gap and between what devotees generally think they need and this. And no doubt, Srila Prabhupada was here, he really raise his eyebrows, I think, in delight and very happy surprise. So that was one of my real experiences over there. Meetings where a lot of talking was going on, but here it wasn't just a matter of talk. Here it was a matter of real action. Really putting things into action. Hare Krishna.